Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Beth Miller.
Welcome to the Military and Flooring Podcast, where I speak with those of you in the flooring industry who have served our country and who have moved on to a career in the flooring industry, or you provide resources to those who have served. Today, we are speaking to both. John McGrath, Executive Director of INSTALL, which is the International Standards and Training Alliance, is here to talk about the Helmets to Hard Hats program. And also joining us is Bill Hart, who served in the U.S. Navy and has participated in the Helmets to Hard Hats program. So first off, John, thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Sister Beth.
And Bill, thank you for being here and thank you for your service.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So we're going to start with John and let him talk about the Helmets to Hard Hats program and just kind of give us some context.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. The Carpenters Union and INSTALL have been participating with Helmets to Hard Hats for over a decade. It's especially important now because the way I look at Helmets to Hard Hats, it's a win-win-win. Helmets to Hard Hats, successfully, when it's successfully done, you bring a deserving veteran into a profitable, fulfilling career that where they can take care of themselves and their family for the rest of their lives. So it's good for the veteran. It's great for the Carpenters Union because our Helmets to Hard Hat veterans are the most reliable, the most dependable. They are task-oriented, result-oriented, and they work as team, as good team players. So they're great for the union, they're great for the veteran, and they're great for our country because nobody deserves our help more than our veterans. And so we've been involved with Helmets to Hard Hats for over a decade now. INSTALL specifically, I'm the international rep for floor covering for the carpenters. As such, I'm the director of INSTALL. I'll receive, through the Helmets to Hard Hats program, I'll receive maybe two or three emails a week from a veteran who's transitioning out of the service and they're looking for a career. And so I'll respond to each veteran. I'll ask them some vetting questions. When are you getting out? Where do you want to serve your apprenticeship? Within the Carpenters Union, we have probably seven different crafts. Floor covering is one of them. I'll ask them if they have any specific craft that they're interested in. And then I'll also ask them about transportation and their when they want to start work. Once I get that information, I'll take that information and I'll go to the affiliate across the United States and I'll find out who's the person who handles the intake of veterans. And then I'll give that intake person the veteran's contact information and I'll alert them that they can expect a call from the veteran and I expect them to reach out to the veteran. And then in turn, I cover the other side of the equation. I'll reach out to the veteran. I'll say, because yesterday I was contacted by a veteran in Albuquerque, New Mexico, wanted to get into a floor covering program. We don't have a strong floor covering program in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I explained that to the veteran, but I did reach out to the Carpenters Council there and the team lead there now has that veteran's name, email address, a little bit of their background and their cell phone. That veteran is going to call, I mean, that team lead is going to call the veteran. And in turn, I just reached out to the veteran saying, okay, this is what we have. You have a number of different crafts. It's important for you to talk to a local person. They can talk to you about work opportunities. They can talk to you about which craft and what you might be most comfortable with in. And also their potentials for getting into a long running career. What's the most busy work right now? So what you can expect to get. And so now the veteran who was working when I called him up, but I did alert him, he's going to get a call from that team lead and then they'll get together. They'll learn about the intake process. That veteran will get to choose which one of the crafts that he wants to start in. And we need the people. Everybody knows that we need reliable labor now. So Helmets to Hard Hats is the strongest tool that we have within our arsenal of addressing the need for reliable labor.
And as everyone knows, the transition out of military back into back to a citizen, you know, everyday citizen is rough. You know, everyone that I know, anyone, any of my friends, any family, anyone has really struggled. And I know, I don't know, probably the last, I'll say maybe 5 or so years, it may even be longer than that, that has gotten better. But, you know, clearly there's still a little bit of a struggle. So, Bill, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what that transition was like for you? But first tell us about, the choice, you know, to join the military. What made you decide to do that?
I just always wanted to serve our country, and I knew it was something I wanted to do. You always hear older people say, oh, when I was younger, I wanted to join, and they never did. So I just decided one day I was going to join, and I left a month later. It was one of the best decisions I ever had. I loved it. It was a great 4 years. So,
did you go in at 18?
No, I was 20 years old when I joined.
Okay.
So I was just 2 years out of high school.
Okay. And so you did your 4 years with the Navy. And then once you were out, what made you decide to choose a trade? I mean, as opposed to any other thing.
So when I got out, I did a year of school, and I kind of wasn't really feeling it. I wasn't super into the school thing. And so I actually called around, and I talked to the painters union, and I talked to their veteran rep, and he said, hey, we don't have any work, but you should get on helmets to hard hats. They really help people out. And I said, okay, it sounds good. And then that's kind of how I got involved in helmets to hard hats, is I went through that, and then I signed onto the website and figured it out.
Well, so now let's say there's someone out there who is considering this exact same process. You know, what was the process like for you? Like going into helmets to hard hats, actually walking through the whole program, and then coming out the other side?
So it all went really fast for me. I remember John calling me and saying he's going to talk to, you know, some people at the hall, and then they'll call me, whoever's in charge of the veteran program. And probably within 2 weeks, I was working from when I started talking to John, and I was still in school. So right when I finished school, I started working full time. And so it went quick. Everybody made their calls, and it worked out nice for me.
Now, how did you end up in flooring?
I don't like heights, and so I thought flooring would be a good place to go. So that's kind of what navigated me that direction, why I wanted to do it. So
the bottom wall?
Yeah, exactly.
So. That's awesome. Good deal. All right, so tell us about what you're doing. What kind of work are you doing right now?
Right now, I got on a residential carpet crew. So I do residential carpet 5 days a week. So it's been good stuff.
Oh, wow. So they're fighting for you. Like your skills are highly valued.
Yeah, I'm one of the only apprentices that does residential stretch and carpet. So I'm very, very few of us. So it's kind of cool in that aspect, I guess, that there's not a lot of us.
So what are you learning that's so impressive to you? Like I've noticed one of the things that just for me personally, when I watch anyone work, is the seaming. That is probably my favorite part of carpet installation.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, is now I've gotten a lot of the other skills down, and the seams are kind of the last, you know, it's the hardest part. So that's kind of like the last thing where I'm really working on right now, is working on my seams and doing that type of stuff. Because with different carpets, there's so many different tricks, you know, it takes a couple of years to learn, so.
So what would you say to other guys who are exiting their military careers and, you know, they're looking for somewhere to go? I mean, what advice would you give them?
I would definitely check out helmets to hard hats. I mean, I went from living in my dad's basement to a year and a half later, I own a house. So that can test, that can test how great of a career it could be for you, for anybody. So if you're transitioning, even if you don't know if you want to do it forever, you should get in and try it. And, you know, you might love it, might do it for the rest of your life. So it's been really good to me.
And no college debt.
No college debt. No debt at all. Except for my mortgage now, but that's it.
Hey, but that's good debt.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. So I tell you what, John, do you have anything else that you would like to add?
Yes. Some veterans might not realize that their GI benefits can be applied as they go through their apprenticeship program. So while they're going to their apprenticeship program, they're getting paid to go to school by the Veterans Affairs Department. They're also getting paid because our apprentices are getting paid. They've been paid while they're working. They usually get a stipend while they're going to school. So they really have benefits set up to help veterans succeed through the Helmets to Hard Hat program.
Yeah, it sounds like it's actually, you move through it pretty rapidly, which is impressive. That's great. So no sitting around and waiting to hear back from anyone. It sounds like you guys are really prompt and you're on it. You know, I know that's an issue when folks come out of the military. It might be months. It could even be a year before they actually hear back from other types of resources when it comes to searching for a career or just a job, either way, ever how you view that.
Well, especially these times, we're so busy, sure. We need people. So in my introductory email, it's COVID threw things for a loop because we've been doing this for a few years. And so in my introductory email, when I asked them the vetting questions, I'll basically say that understand that in constructions, there are ebbs and flows as far as the work. And so you might need to be a little patient about it. And so that's what we really try to match the veteran. And so a veteran will call up and I'm advertised as floor covering. So when they call me up or they email me, they're emailing for the floor covering career. But I'll introduce that the carpenters have a number of crafts because sometimes they're just fishing. They want to get a job and floor covering is the thing that's in front of them. But it's very important that you really love what you do. So a lot of times they get in touch with me, and the success for us is that the veteran gets serviced, the veteran gets brought into the union, the veteran gets the opportunity for that career. Whether it's a floor coverer, an interior systems carpenter, a millwright, a pile driver, anything like that, if we can get the veteran into that career, that's the success that everybody's looking for.
Yeah. Now, Bill, I do want to rewind just 1 second. When you were coming out of the military, did you have in mind anything that you wanted to do specifically? I mean, I know you said you did 1 year in college. What did you want to do with that? What did you think you were gonna do?
I was just going to school for general studies. I really didn't have much direction. I was just trying to figure it out, see what I wanted to do. And then I heard about the program.
That's so, most of us.
Yeah, it was hard. So I was confused, and then it just happened to jump out at me. So I was happy about that.
Well, awesome. So is there anything else that you would like to add? Maybe anything to other veterans or other people just considering flooring in general?
Just try it. It's not as hard on your knees as you think. So I would definitely give it a try. It's rewarding work. You can walk in a room and you put in a floor in one day and it looks great. And that's, you go home and you're like, I did that today. So it's a really cool trade. It's a fun trade.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And John, would you like to add something else?
Yeah. Similar to what Brother Bill said earlier, when I speak to veterans or when I speak to anyone about the floor covering trade, we're inside. The weather's going to be nice. It can't be too hot. It can't be too cold. And you never heard of a floor cover falling off the floor and getting hurt.
So that's our takeaway, guys. All right. Well, guys, I really do appreciate your time. This is fantastic. I just want to encourage people to consider this program if you're coming out of the military. Also, if you want more information, you can go to the Helmets to Hard Hats website and check it out. John, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. You're doing great work. We appreciate everything that you do, Sister Beth.
Thank you. And thank you, Bill. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. This has been awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
I just want to say thank you, Brother Bill, for your service and for joining us.
Thanks, John. It was a great honor. I'm glad I got to talk about it. So
that's John McGrath and Bill Hart. And this is Beth Miller signing off.